Yeah, the reason it's a good matchup is because, one, they have nobody that can guard Zion Williamson one-on-one, right? Their best bet is Harrison Barnes, and he's just nowhere strong enough or athletic enough. And then usually teams, of course, when they try and double Zion, they've got a real big guy that can usually deter shots at the rim, and that's not DeMontis and Sabonis' game, right? He's a crash-the-glass guy, kind of get physical with you, but he's not going to meet you up top, right, for block shots or thwart shots. So that's why Zion usually fares very well against them. And then, of course, they just don't play good defense, right? You look at just like last season, they give up nearly as many points as they score. And now that they're down two key contributors on offense, Kevin Herter and Malik Monk, it makes it all that much harder for them. And I think that's why we've seen them go, I think, 5-5 these last 10 games. So while, like I said, the rest of their games are at home, they just don't have enough ammunition, I feel like, to deal with the Pelicans' length or Zion.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.